Welcome to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version of these lessons on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Now sit back and relax. Here is your daily lesson. This is C.A. Brooks with A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons. Well, we've made really good progress in Part 2 of the workbook for students. And as per the introduction to this part, words will mean little now. We use them as guides to set a stage for our quiet times and to calm our minds when we need it. Now we are seeking direct experience of truth. The need for practice is almost done, for during these next several months we will come to understand that all we need do is call upon God and all temptation will disappear. Instead of words, we will come to feel His love. Instead of prayers, we will simply call on His name. There is one further use for words. We will focus on a theme for 10 days, then move on to another. Each day, we will slowly review the theme and let it guide our thoughts. Today, the theme is, what is the world? What is the world? The world is false perception. It is born of error, and it has not left its source. It will remain no longer than the thought that gave it birth is cherished. When the thought of separation has been changed to one of true forgiveness, will the world be seen in quite another light, and one which leads to truth, where all the world must disappear and all its errors vanish. Now its source has gone, and its effects are gone as well. The world was made as an attack on God. It symbolizes fear. And what is fear except love's absence? Thus the world was meant to be a place where God could enter not, and where His Son could be apart from Him. Here was perception born, for knowledge could not cause such insane thoughts. But eyes deceive and ears hear falsely. Now mistakes become quite possible, for certainty has gone. The mechanisms of illusion have been born instead, and now they go to find what has been given them to seek. Their aim is to fulfill the purpose which the world was made to witness and make real. They see in its illusions but a solid base where truth exists, upheld apart from lies. Yet everything that they report is but illusion, which is kept apart from truth. As sight was made to lead away from truth, it can be redirected. Sounds become the call for God, and all perception can be given a new purpose by the one whom God appointed Savior to the world. Follow His light and see the world as He beholds it. Hear His voice alone in all that speaks to you. And let Him give you peace and certainty, which you have thrown away, but heaven has preserved for you in Him. Let us not rest content until the world has joined our changed perception. Let us not be satisfied until forgiveness has been made complete. And let us not attempt to change our function. We must save the world, for we who made it must behold it through the eyes of Christ, that what was made to die can be restored to everlasting life.
This is Tamara Childs, Lesson 241. This holy instant is salvation come. What joy there is today! It is a time of special celebration, for today holds out the instant to the darkened world where its release is set. The day has come when sorrows pass away and pain is gone. The glory of salvation dawns today upon a world set free. This is the time of hope for countless millions. They will be united now as you forgive them all, for I will be forgiven by you today. We have forgiven one another now, and so we come at last to you again. Father, your Son, who never left, returns to heaven and his home. How glad are we to have our sanity restored to us and to remember that we all are one.
You've been listening to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the Workbook for Students. You can view a written version on the homepage of 1-2listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. You may also be interested in A Course in Miracles discussion group, available at 1-2academy.com. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily lesson.